This will be a dosha balancing yin yoga class. It is tridoshic. That means that it'll be calming and stabilizing for vata dosha. It will be yielding and surrendering for pitta dosha. And it will be invigorating for our ever steady kapha doshas. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. Thank you so much for joining us for this yin yoga class today. Today you're going to need a bolster and a strap. And just before we get started today, I wanted to let you know that this September we're celebrating 9 years of filming Yoga with Melissa for you here on YouTube. We've actually been filming videos, Tim and I, together for 11 years. We filmed our first DVD in 2007, but we've started putting our videos on YouTube in 2009. So to celebrate, next week we're going to have a live class on the 21st at 9 a.m. Pacific on Friday the 21st. So we'd love for you to join us to celebrate 9 years together. And come to that. That'll be great. So let's start in Shavasana. And you can lie back. If you have the bolster, you can put that underneath your knees. And we will get started right away. Okay, as you rest back here, feel the support of the earth underneath you, particularly for Vata dosha, and we'll get into the doshas in just a minute. Connect with your breathing and allow tension to release from your body. So Ayurveda is a system of medicine. It is a 5,000-year-old system of medicine, one of the oldest in the world. It is often called the sister to yoga. And according to Ayurvedic medicine, there are three constitutions, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. The Vata constitution is made up of air and ether. Quite often they are prone to restlessness and anxiety. Pitta is made up of fire, and they can be prone to anxiety, anger, irritability, and kapha doshas are made up of earth and water, and they tend to be more sedentary. They're very loyal, calm, and steady, but they can experience things like weight gain. So if you're not sure of your dosha, I put a link in the show notes. You can follow that and do a dosha quiz prior to doing this class. But I am going to tailor this class to each dosha so you can modify the practice depending on your dosha. Okay, so we're going to start to wiggle and stretch out and come into our first yin yoga pose. So for this pose, we're going to actually use this bolster, and we're going to just bend your knees, press into your feet, and move it up underneath your pelvis. And then I'm just going to change my timer because this is one of those two-sided poses, and I only want us to spend 3 minutes on each side. Okay. So for this pose, what you're going to do is lengthen your left leg out long so you get a lengthening through your descending colon, and then draw your right leg in. If you have knee issues, hold on behind your knees here so you feel pressure on your ascending colon here. So with this, we're going to focus first on this side on the principles of yin. And even with the principles of yin, we can reflect on the doshas. So the first principle of yin yoga is to find that appropriate edge. And this one is really apt for kaphas and pittas. So pittas are going to have that tendency because they're so ambitious and driven to go beyond the appropriate edge, to kind of go 110%. And in yin yoga, you want to find the middle way rather than the extreme way. Because if you go too deep in the pose, you're muscling in the pose, and then you're going to be engaging the muscles rather than relaxing into the deeper connective tissues, which we want to access in yin poses. Kapha doshas are probably going to hang out on the lighter edge of the pose, and so you want to find the part of the pose where you feel sensation. The next principle of yin yoga is to resolve to be still, and this is important for vata doshas because vata doshas are particularly restless and they're prone to fidgeting and moving and always trying to find comfort in their bodies. So vata doshas try to be still. And then another principle of yin yoga is to soften into the pose. And again, instead of muscling and using the muscles, let gravity do the work. So pitta dosha, again, surrender and yield in this practice rather than effort. And then finally, we stay for a while in the yin poses. So in this pose, we're going to stay for 3 minutes. In other poses, we'll stay for 5 minutes. And pitta dosha, this can be an opportunity to notice what it's like to be with that kind of sense of impatience and irritability, and know that if we can be with it here in this pose, then we can also be with those sensations and emotions as they come up in our lives. Okay, we're going to release the side and feel the rebound here over the bolster. And then we're going to do the other side, so you can draw your left knee into your chest. Okay, this pose is incredible for vata dosha. Vata doshas are water, are air and ether. And so because they have so much air in their body, they are prone to bloating and gas and constipation. And so this pose helps to relieve that bloating and gas and constipation. Also, it's very stabilizing with the bolster underneath the pelvis for vata dosha. The pose is also very good for pitta dosha. The lengthening of the psoas can be very yielding, opening, surrendering, and receptive for pitta dosha. Pitta Dosha, you can focus on your exhalation in this pose. And you can even do some falling out breaths. So breathing in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. This helps to release the fire and the heat from your body. Okay, so you can slowly release this posture from your body and feel the rebound. And then we're going to add another layer for the next posture. You're going to actually keep the bolster underneath your pelvis. And then we're going to take your strap here. And with your strap, you're going to want to create a loop. So let's see. So you're going to loop it through both and then back through the one. And you're creating enough space for your legs to both go through. And then you'll put your bind your legs. This is optional. You don't have to do it. It's actually very good for Vata Dosha to do it because it's very stabilizing for Vata Dosha to do it. Otherwise, Kapha, Pitta, not as necessary. So you'll bind your legs and then you'll take your arms overhead. And then we'll stay in this pose. Okay, so coming into the pose with the arms overhead, this is great for Kapha Dosha. So Kapha Dosha, we're talking to you now. You want to focus on breathing up into your chest and focus on letting this pose be light and invigorating. So breathe up into your chest and feel this just breathing up into your chest in this pose. Vata Dosha, this pose continues to be wonderful for bloating, gas, and constipation. It's very elongating for your colon, which tends to be the site of Vata Dosha, and it's incredibly stabilizing and grounding with the bolster and the strap. And Pitta Dosha, you can continue to focus on ease and surrender, receptivity, and letting go in this pose.
Okay, you're slowly going to release from this pose. So bend your knees, draw your knees in, release your legs. Press into your feet, take your bolster off to the side or roll off your bolster. And we're going to take our bolster to the side and we're going to do a knee down twist. Okay, so from here, I'm going to show you two variations. I'm going to get the kapha set up first. So actually, kaphas will not need a bolster. You're going to lie down, kaphas, your arms out to the side, and press into both feet, lift your hips, take them over to the side, and you're going to do both knees bent, and you're going to bring them up high towards your arms. And this, the reason for that is that it gets much more into your chest. And we want the twist to go into your chest. Okay, so kapha doshas are going to stay here with a knee down twist and the knees up high to the chest so that we keep it up here so they can breathe into their chest. Help to move mucus up and out of the body. Keep it focused on their chest. Now pittas and vatas, you're going to use the bolster. And you're going to do one knee, so left leg's extended, right leg is bent. Press into your right foot, tuck your left hip under, and bring the knee up. And this keeps it focused in the colon and the belly. So this pose, Vata Dosha, focuses again on relieving that gas and bloating. And in this posture, remember to remain still. And it takes a little bit of discipline to overcome that sense of restlessness that so easily pervades your constitution. And then Pitta Dosha, the main site of Pitta Dosha is the small intestine, so they can tend to experience things that like fire, so digestive issues like heartburn. So in this pose, the twists are great for relieving the excess fire in the belly, actually. So again, you can focus Pitta Dosha here on that falling out breath, breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth, which is also a great way to relieve that excess frustration and anger and irritability. Okay, so we're going to slowly come out of the twist on this side. Kafas, bring both your knees back to the center and untuck your hips. Everybody else, come back to center. Press into your right foot and extend your both legs down and just pause here. Feel the flow of chi through your body. Let's go ahead and do the other side. So you're going to take the bolster over to the other side of your mat. So Kapha Dosha, again, you'll do both knees bent, press into both feet, lift your hips, take them over to the other side, bring both knees down to the side and keep the knees really up high towards the arms so that we bring it right into the chest. Focus on breathing up into the chest and the shoulders. And this is to really help to move that mucus that tends to accumulate for you in the chest. Okay, pittas and vatas, you're going to press into your left foot with your right leg extended, tuck your right hips under, bring your bent leg up onto that bolster, and you can rest back here. So pitta friends, remember to choose that softer edge and let your practice be receptive and surrendering and yielding.
Okay, you're going to slowly come back to the center and tuck your hips and rest back on your back. And just feel the flow of chi or prana through your body now. Okay, for the next yin pose, we're going to come onto our stomachs. Okay, so you can lie on your bellies. And you might want to just wiggle your hips from side to side, just to release your low back. And you're just going to walk your elbows back underneath your shoulders. Now, a word of warning for our Pitta friends, this pose could be too stimulating for you. So it's all on how you approach it. Focus on how this pose can relieve tension and heat from your midsection. So that could be a visualization for you. Imagine it relieving tension from your midsection, let it release and let go down into the ground. And keep remembering to practice in a way that is open and receptive and surrendering and yielding. And one of the cues that works really well for pittas, because they're so perfectionist, is to practice with 70% effort. So if they have that kind of exact number in their head, then they can back off to that 70% effort and continue to use that breath that I showed you, the exhale with the falling out breath. So inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Now, Vata's, this pose is excellent for you because you can really feel the support of the earth underneath you. It's very grounding and stabilizing, and also you can feel the pressure on the colon, the ascending and descending colon. So it will help to ease that gas and bloating and constipation for Vata dosha. And it'll help you stay calm and centered and balanced, and it'll let your breath be deep and calm as well. Now, Kapha dosha, this pose is fantastic for you as well. Focus on how this pose really opens up your chest and your stomach as well, which will reduce that congestion and that stagnation from your chest and your stomach. It will help to dispel the mucus. This pose can be really stimulating for your upper body. So let your body be light here, Kapha dosha, and breathe up into your chest for this pose. And encourage yourself, Kapha dosha, to go a little deeper in your edge in this pose. So maybe lift that sternum and open up that chest a little bit more.
Okay, from here you're going to lower yourself down and feel the rebound, feel the chi pooling, particularly in the kidneys and the low back. Okay, for the next pose, Kapha Dosha is going to do one thing, and then Pitta and Vatas are going to do another. So Kapha Dosha, let's get you set up first. You're going to come up into seal pose here so you can further open up and expand into the chest. So you're going to let yourself be light and open and breathe right up into the chest, Kapha Dosha. You're going to stay here, feel the opening up into your stomach and your chest, and breathe right up into your stomach and chest. Okay, Vata and Pitta, unless you have knee issues, in which case you're going to lie on your back and draw your knees into your chest, you're going to come into child's pose. I'm going to do wide knee child's pose. It's just a little bit more yin. You could use your bolster here if you want. And we're going to fold forward here. So actually, Vata Dosha's here. It would be probably better to have your knees in, because then you're pressing on the site of your colon and relieving gas and bloating. And Pitta Dosha, I would say do knees wide, because then it's more open and receptive and surrendering. So choose whichever one's best for you. But also, you know, tune into your own body and see what feels right for you, because as you noticed when I came into the pose, it was definitely, there was that desire to do the wide knee child's pose. Okay, let's slowly make our way out of the pose and come onto our backs and feel the rebound from the pose. Okay, we have one more pose here, so and it's a two-sided pose, so we're going to do broken wing pose. So start on all fours. Okay, so start on all fours, and you're going to walk your knees to the right side of your mat. You'll actually walk them off your mat. Lower your left hip down onto the ground, and take your left arm out to the side, and basically you lie on your belly. So one thing you may have noticed is that this class is also a class that could be very good for digestion. And that is because Ayurvedic medicine considers digestion the seat of health. And that is that if your digestion is working well, that you will be healthy, you will live long, you'll look ageless. And basically, if your digestion is not good, then toxicity builds up and then it's reflected poorly elsewhere in your body, physically and mentally. So that's why this pose and this class really focuses a lot on digestion. So this pose is really good for Kapha Dosha because it gets right into the chest and the stomach. It helps to clear that mucus. It's again great for Pitta Dosha. It's because it's at the site of the small intestines as well. And also for Vata Dosha because it's a twist and it will help to relieve that bloating and gas. So same prompts for each dosha here. Kapha is focused on breathing up into the chest. Keep it light. Pitta doshas focus on being receptive and open and surrendering. Use the breath, the falling out breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And Vata doshas, let this pose be stabilizing and grounding. Feel your connection to the earth. Feel yourself being supported. Okay, so from here we're going to lie on our backs and just feel the effects of that pose. Move slowly out of all yin poses.
Okay, and then we're going to do broken wing on the other side. So this time we're going to start on all fours. You'll walk your knees over to the left side of your mat. So you'll lower your hips down, and then you'll take your right arm out to the side. Lower your chest to the ground and rest down on the ground. So Kapha Dosha, remember to keep it light. Breathe up into your chest. Vata Doshas, feel the support and stability of the ground. And Pitta Doshas, let this just cool you down and release the heat and fire from your belly by breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, from here we're going to make our way onto Shavasana. I'm going to suggest three different Shavasanas for three different doshas. Vatas, you can take Shavasana on your belly. Pitta, you can take Shavasana on your back with the bolster underneath your knees. And Kapha, you can take Shavasana on your back as well, but you can put the bolster underneath your chest like this, so you get that extra chest opening. Okay, so this would be a good position for Kapha. Okay, continue to rest back in Shavasana. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem while you rest back in your appropriate dosha position and receive your practice. Okay, this poem is called Leaves and Blossoms Along the Way by everybody's favorite poet, Mary Oliver. Everybody loves it when I read Mary Oliver poems. Try to find the right place for yourself. If you can't find it, at least dream of it. When one is alone and lonely, the body gladly lingers in the wind or the rain, or splashes into the cold river, or pushes through the ice-crusted snow, anything that touches. God or the gods are invisible, quite understandable, but holiness is visible entirely. Some words never leave God's mouth, no matter how hard you listen. In all the works of Beethoven, you will not find a single lie. All important ideas must include the trees, the mountains, and the rivers. To understand many things, you must reach out of your own condition. For how many years did I wander slowly through the forest? What wonder and glory I would have missed had I ever been in a hurry. Beauty can both shout and whisper, and still it explains nothing. The point is, you're you, and that's for keeps. So you're going to gradually let your breath deepen and start to wiggle and stretch out a little bit. And then bend your knees, roll to your side, pause there for a moment. And slowly make your way up to seated. We will close out with our mudra and mantra series to gather the fruits of our practice in first to ourselves and then offer them out into the world, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for this episode. If you made it all the way to the end, give yourself a thumbs up and put "my dosha is balanced" in the comments. We would love to have you join us for next week's celebration of 9 years of making these episodes. It's been quite the ride, huh, Tim? You can share this with somebody who you think would enjoy it. That would be wonderful. We would love to have them as a subscriber too. And if you would like even more support with your Ayurvedic, you know, we're just kind of touching the surface here, but in our membership community, we're really going deep. We're doing a 30-day Ayurvedic challenge this month for morning. Next month, we're doing evening routines. And there, we're really supporting our members every day and bringing Ayurveda into their lives as it relates to their doshas. So we'd love to have you as a member. We'll leave the link in the show notes for that. And I want to thank Donna, Sean, Amory, and Leah for your donations. That really helps to make these classes, which are free. You know, we wouldn't have been able to do this for the past 9 years without the support of our members, most importantly, and the donators as well. So thank you for that. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as strong as our mountains, and may you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. Om Shanti. Namaste.